This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of
hope. AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Luke chapter 7 verse 47. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little, loves little. Think about it. How many times have you fallen short? And how many times have you asked for forgiveness? How many times have you forgiven others who have wronged you? He who has been forgiven much also needs to forgive much. To believe we are totally and eternally debt-free is seldom easy. Even if we've stood before the throne and heard it from the King himself, we still doubt. As a result, many are forgiving only a little, not because the grace of the King is limited, but because the faith of the sinner is so small. God is willing to forgive all. He is willing to wipe the slate completely clean. He guides us to a pool of mercy and invites us to bathe. Some plunge in, but others just touch the surface. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you have done, come to Him. He is willing to forgive. He can forgive it all over and over again. God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then, ask Him for forgiveness, so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollaville.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the second part of the discussion on the topic food.
In case you just tuned in, we are talking about food. Okay, let's look at the sources of food. Kwesi.
The sources of food are from two major sources of food.
Okay.
Plants and animals.
Okay.
In my research, I came to a conclusion also that even with animal food, it's dependent on plant food, because most or all, if I could say, of the animals that we are permitted to eat are fed off of plants. For example, you take chicken. Chicken eats grains. You take goat chews on grass, so on and so forth. So the two major sources of food are plants and animal.
Mm, okay. You said something that was interesting, that the animals that we are permitted to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come to that.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Akosa, you have anything to add?
Concerning...
The sources.
The sources.
Yeah.
Well, basically, that is the sources that we know.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when you go to aquatic life, it's still animal.
Okay.
So it's just two. We can only talk about plants and animals. Just
and
as
animals. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is actually the original source?
We can also get some from fungi, like mushrooms.
Excellent.
Okay. So it's now three: plants, mm-hmm. animals.
And fungi.
And since we are all talking about food, some people eat earth, like ayilo.
Mm-hmm.
That is a local.
Chili?
Yes.
Chili, right. So I think I'm also adding on that we can also get some food.
Which contains all the nutrients.
Which I think we are not there as in classifying nutrients. We are talking about food. Whether they are healthy, whether they are junk or anything, it's still food that is consumed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one other source is actually from the earth, clay.
Mm. So if you come to my house and I serve you a meal of clay and mushrooms and beans topped with maybe some vegetables, I guess you enjoy it.
I'll be skeptical a bit since I'm not used to such a meal, and I'll try to interrogate you as to why clay is on my plate. Why clay is on my plate? But if you're able to tell me the health benefits of the clay, the particular clay, I think I might give it a try.
Wow. Okay, we've been talking about food. We've been looking at what is food. And I've been doing this discussion with Dr. Eric Giadan, so the medical doctor for Valley View University Clinic, and Kwesi Intim, a health scientist, and Mr. Akosa Hiao Abeyi. So, Doc,
madam,
before we left, I think you were talking about clay as another kind of food for some people, and. I asked whether if I serve you some when you visit me, whether you would eat. And you said that unless I'm able to convince you that it's nutritious. So can you talk a little about that before we move to our next question? How would you classify clay, ayelo or chili, as being either a healthy food or an unhealthy food?
Thank you for the question. I have not done any scientific research. Neither have I read any papers on the clay. There's a particular clay that we use for the ayilo. It's not just the normal clay used for
poultry.
No.
The white one.
The white one. Yeah. Thank you. The white one. That is what is used for the ayilo.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said initially, I've not read any paper or done any research. But on the face value, if ayilo is just clay, and we can't actually apportion any specific nutrient to it, then even though it's food for some people, the people take it in and they take it in for
a
certain hunger.
A snack.
A certain hunger, right?
Okay.
Since on the face value, I would go on the side of it not being healthy because I cannot stand anywhere to defend the nutritional value
of clay.
Okay. However, the other medical conditions which causes people to like things that are not necessarily nutritional, like the clay, and it's usually termed as maybe pica or pica, depending on where you're coming from.
Mm.
And these things...
So the US will say pika and probably the UK will say
so pika. Or pika. Yes. And then these things actually, these individuals who have these conditions have the urge to go in for this clay. And in our setting too, a lot of the pregnant women taking the clay when they are nauseous.
Okay.
To beat nausea.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of them, it works. Maybe for in that instance, it acts as maybe a drug of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So that is it. But as pertaining to its nutritional value, I can't defend its nutritional value.
So what is
value.
That pika?
I think for the benefit of our listeners, I just like to say it's a condition which causes individuals to go for non-nutritional food.
Okay, so not just clay.
Not just clay.
They have craving for
it. Yes, yes.
Is that craving for normally not yes, considered yes, as food?
Yes, yes. And people who usually are anemic usually tend to have these edge.
Okay. So if I understand it, then it's possible that maybe some of the pregnant women might be anemic and so have that craving.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I think it will be a nice topic for research.
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Kosa, do you have anything to add to the clay bean food?
Sometimes even they go for chalk. So I just wanted to let you know that people can defend chalk and say it's rich in calcium. But
chalk is rich in calcium?
Yeah, it's made of calcium.
Mm.
But it's just that it's still not nutritional.
Mm.
And I think recent research is telling us that even the calcium in chalk, is not, we don't even assimilate it. And we don't get a lot of nutrients from it as we will get it from other sources.
Okay.
So even if they try to defend it, I think it's not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why it's a medical condition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We thank you so much for doing the listening. We believe that you've learned so much from this. We have been talking about food, and I've been doing this discussion with Dr. Eric Duyadanso. He is the medical doctor for Valley View University Clinic. And we also have had with us Kwesi Intim, who is a graduate in health science and radiology. And then we also have Mr. Kosa Yao Abeyie, who is a lecturer at the nursing department of Valley View University. I have been your moderator, Bell Dollar Bill.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic, food. A continuation will be brought to you later. Any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search for
Share with you why a Christian. So many people go to church for several reasons. Some attend church probably because they think when they die, the church will take the burial service. Some too go to church because they've been pursued by evil forces. Some go to church probably because when they join this church or when they join a Christian fellow, most of his or her needs will be taken care of. I'm asking you, why are you a Christian? Shall we pray? Divine Father, the time has come that you speak to your children. May you speak through me as an empty vessel. Let your children hear the sweet voice of Jesus than the voice of a sinful person, a champion, so that your children will be edified in life. As we await your second coming, we know the reason why we have to join the church. Thank you for answering prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, Jesus Christ says something in John chapter 17, verse number 3. And I want us to think about this. And this is life eternal, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Amen. Why did Jesus say this? Jesus foresaw that a time will come when so many people will come to church without knowing the reason why they are Christians. Or without knowing the reason why they are in that church. So many people will claim the title Christian, but actually, they might not know the reason why they are having that title. I'm asking you again, why do you call yourself a Christian? So why a Christian? As said already, people come to church because probably they have a new set of clothes that they want to show to others. People come to church. Probably a young man has seen a beautiful young lady that he wants to marry. This young man knows very well that if he goes to propose to this young lady, the young lady might not accept him. So he is forced to join the church of this young lady, probably to lure the young lady to his side. Is this the reason why you go to church? Is this the reason why you claim to be Christian? If this is your reason, then my friend, you are missing the mark. Jesus is telling us that the reason why we should be happy to be called Christians is that we know God and Jesus Christ, who he sent to take the sins of this world. Do you know God? What does it mean to know God? Do you know Jesus? What does it mean to know Jesus? Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, that if you love me, keep my commandments. If you call yourself a Christian, then Jesus is telling you that you should keep all his commandments. If you know God, you follow his biddings. Brethren, if we call ourselves Christians, then I'm telling you that we should know God. And knowing God calls for the fact that we have to obey His commandments. If you are a Christian just because people call you Christian, and not that because you want salvation, then you are missing the mark. Jesus is calling us to enjoy everlasting life. Jesus is calling all His saints, all Christians, true Christians. Jesus is coming again. He is coming to take Christians. Christians whose purpose in life is to know God and Jesus Christ, whom God sent to take away the sins of this world. Is this your prayer? If this is your prayer, that you are Christian because you want to know God, because you want to know Jesus and love Him, bow down your heads for prayers. Divine Father, yes, we go to church at all times. We call ourselves Christians, but we don't know You. We call ourselves Christians, but unfortunately we don't do Your biddings. We are pleading in the name of Jesus, forgive us all our iniquities. You forgive us of all our mistakes that we've committed. Please, grant us a new heart. Create in us a new heart that we can enjoy Your peace, so that when You come the second time, we will not be left out. Thank You for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.